Hello. Hello.
I don't even know what the intro is for this anymore.
Hi. This is our very late coverage of Twilight Wings.
Sure. I forgot that's what it's called.
In the last 2 months, there was a global pandemic.
2 months?
3 months? How many months?
Several months.
I don't know what days are.
I mean, I do because I have to go to work outside.
In that time, you lost and got your job back.
I did. That was a lot.
In this time, we have sat down to record this episode.
That is also true.
This episode has Nessa, which I figured you'd be excited about.
I have feelings.
I guess we'll just jump right into it.
Okay.
Cover it up. Cover it all. Covering the episode.
Okay.
It opens with Nessa losing her battle to Milo. They say gossip lore and all the other things. Milo is, if we remember from the games, Nessa says that Milo is her rival.
Yes.
She loses to him. And then we get Chairman Rose. This is the first time we've seen Chairman Rose since the first episode, right?
Because
the
no.
last episode was Hop, and then the... Oh, no, because he talks to B before yeah. B leaves for
last
her.
Episode wasn't Hop.
Yeah, it was.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember that episode at all.
The Wooloo jumps from the Corviknight into Hop's arms, and then...
I don't remember that at all.
The Yamper scares...
That was the last episode?
Yeah, because we were saying how it was better than the B episode.
Okay, I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, because at the end, they were, like, there was a TV, and he was looking at the TV. Because
he's looking at Leon's battles.
Yeah, okay. Wow, I totally forgot about that episode.
You feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. You've played through Sword and Shield, but...
For the most part.
What? You beat the game?
I beat the game, but I haven't done post-game.
I don't have
my legendary.
That has nothing to do with any of these episodes.
I mean, I'm aware.
This is the first time they show that Rose, I feel like, is not a good person. And I don't feel like they probably meant to show that in the games before the reveal.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just wanted the reveal to be a shock. Or maybe now because the games are out and everyone knows he was the bad guy and they were trying to keep secret who's the bad guy, they were like, let's hint at it in the anime things. I don't know what the... Like, obviously, when we saw episode one, we were like, oh, Chairman Rose is really charming.
I mean, he's still charming, but it's like the terrified, scary type of charming because it's disarming. Did it?
Did you have any thoughts of this opening scene with Nessa and Rose and Oleana?
So,
there's a lot of scenes in this. That's why we're kind of breaking it down.
Exactly. And the thing is that right now I really only have generalized thoughts because the comments that I'm thinking of, I kept thinking of throughout the whole entire episode. So I don't really, the only thing I remember is when Chairman Rose got really, 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 really close.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me uncomfortable. Uncomfortable words. Am I allowed to say what my overall...
Yeah.
Okay. I obviously don't remember the episode with Hop.
Clearly.
And so what I thought was interesting is that there was such a stark difference between... this episode and the episode with B, because B's episode was so isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Nessa's episode, I was just like, there are so many people here. Just audience-wise, camera, photo shoot-wise, all of
cafe
these...
Cafe-wise.
Yeah, cafe-wise. I'm just like, oh my gosh, look at all these characters that we know that we haven't seen anything of until now. The previous episodes... felt very, like I said, isolated. Like, they felt they didn't necessarily need to fit into the context of the game. And this episode was just, like, it was very lively and interactive in that it was just like, oh, here's Marnie and something, and she's walking by, or she's picking up her drink at this cafe. that's cool. I'm not going to talk to her, but she's in the background. Like,
hey, Ash was in the background of the first episode.
Okay.
With his Pikachu.
Sure.
There was nothing in the background of B's episode.
There was rocks. Rocks were in the background.
I do think Hop's episode does, there's not like a lot. I know that you and I am also a fan of seeing characters in the background and how they fit into the world.
Yeah.
And there wasn't any of that, at least, in B's episode. But at least in Hop's episode, they put Pokemon around. So you're like, oh, this is the first time I'm seeing a Yamper move. Or
I feel so bad that I don't remember this episode at all. And maybe it's because, like, it wasn't a bad episode, now that I'm thinking about it. But it's not memorable in the fact that it wasn't memorable enough to make a comment about it. If that makes sense. Like, the B episode, I disliked because of just how it was, and that's why I remember it. But the Hop episode was like, okay, this is not filler, but there isn't really anything memorable, but there isn't anything to criticize.
What? His Wooloo is trying to be a Charizard.
I'm not criticizing that, though.
Also, I think, I'm pretty sure 7 episodes total, so this is 4. And then, so it was supposed to end this season, or it was supposed to end this month, but they delayed. Because of COVID, they missed a month.
Mm-hmm.
So the last episode will be in August.
Did they delay it because of just translations? Like, are the other 2 episodes out in Japan already? And we're just waiting for...
No. It's worldwide.
They're just not... Oh, okay.
It's worldwide.
Okay.
Next scene is Nessa with Sonia at the cafe.
I love their friendship.
Nessa being upset about the chairman's comments.
Yep. Like I said, I just feel like my overarching just opinion was that I wish these episodes were longer. I think that's what it is because I could see the story that they were doing with Nessa. It was just like, oh, you're looking at this Feebas in the water for 15 seconds, and it's just like, okay, this is going to be really impactful in 45 seconds. And I get it, but it wasn't as effective as it could be, potentially. But also, there are so many people. I'm sorry, I just keep thinking about how, compared to B's episode, so many people were in this episode.
Yeah, Marnie's in the background in the cafe with her Hamtaro.
Yeah.
And they do mention in the game that Sonia and Nessa are good friends.
I love them.
Good friends.
They're very good friends.
The goodest of friends. Nessa then moves on to a photo shoot, and then she sees a Feebas. She recalls that she's been in this area before, and then they show baby Nessa with the Feebas. They make Feebas look real cute, even though he's supposed to be like ugly, and then he evolves into
Milotic.
Justice
Milo. Okay,
for Milotic.
Okay, do you think so? Nessa's rival is Milo, but her Pokemon is Milotic. Does that
her
mean
Pokemon
that
is Dreadnought?
Okay, I'm talking about this episode. Ugh, you ruined my point. Never
what?
Mind.
It's
gone.
It's gone. Flat out say the point of like Milotic is powerful and beautiful.
It's
and
gone.
Nessa is supposed to be that.
Yeah, it's gone.
I guess that if you go back to the beginning, Chairman Rose is like, I guess what he's saying is, do you want to be a model or do you want to be a gym leader?
Chairman Rose is basically like, you can't multitask. You're useless. Pick one. I mean, that's how I took it.
Yeah.
Like, you lost. You need to pick something because you obviously can't do both.
Hold on, we gotta go back to the name because you said Milotic wrong. You said Milotic.
Oh my. Okay, I'm not gonna swear. I'm so irritated. I feel like I.
But no, it's oh, look.
Is it Milotic?
It's Milotic.
Oh my. That's what I said!
No, you've said before the start, before they
introduced. I definitely said Milotic.
You said Milotic, which is
what. That is not what I said. Oh my god.
It is what you said
no,
on the
I
couch.
No, I hate this. I hate this. Slack is going to be like, Irene doesn't know how to talk.
No.
Oh,
hold on. Ugh. I'm not throwing you under the bus.
Are you sure?
Because Milotic is one of the most incorrectly pronounced Pokemon.
I swear I said Milotic. Because when we were watching, I said, "Oh, melodic," and you were like, and then like 3 seconds.
You just said it right there.
No, I'm telling you exactly. I'm repeating what happened. And so,
yeah,
so
you said.
I'm trying to. Oh my gosh, I know how to say it. I'm repeating what I said because you're about to be like, "Oh no, it's Milotic."
Yeah, but you said on the couch, melodic.
I know,
and
but
I said, it's Milotic.
That's literally what I'm trying to tell them. I'm so sad.
And people hate this. They hate that it's Milotic, even though its name is based on Venus de Milo.
Sure.
And people will go, oh, they always bring up some Pokemon that they've flip-flopped on.
Okay.
Rattata, Rattata, whatever.
Okay.
They've never said Milotic any other way. Pokemon, Battle Revolution, Pokemon Gen 3 anime, Pokemon, they've always said Milotic.
Okay.
And justice for Milotic here.
Okay.
Because people saw this episode, and two characters said Milotic.
I know, I was there, I watched. The reason why I personally like Milotic is because if you look at the Pokemon, it looks like a melody. It's very graceful and it looks smooth. And when I think of melodies, I think of like melodic. Like it sounds like Milotic sounds very like aggressive to me. I mean, it's fine. That's fine. But like when I look at it, it makes me want to say melodic.
Is that like the
just like because of why?
Is that
why?
Is that like the thing where everyone says that? Hermione's name wrong.
Oh, okay, no, we cannot have this conversation.
But people say her name wrong all the time too, right?
Yes.
I don't even know how to say her name.
Hermione.
Hermione.
Okay, are you
Hermione?
Are you Victor Crumb?
Am I saying it right?
Hermione.
When I was
in elementary school, I used to be.
Is there a thing where people read it in their head?
Yeah, okay.
And then they say it out loud finally, and then it sounds weird.
Yeah, kind of. So, no, I did this exact thing because I was a Harmony shipper, SS Pumpkin Pie, which is Harry Hermione. Whew, that was my, like, big thing for a while before I got Taste. But I used to say Hermonian, which does not make any sense now. But at the time, I was very passionate about how it was Hermonian, even though, well,
you're
actually,
adding
no,
a bunch of
no,
letters.
No, not really, because Hermione, like her, I think my brain switched the O and the, I don't know. Anyway, but that was something that I read and nobody knew what it sounded like yet. And that's how I thought it was supposed to sound like.
Are you saying no one knew what it sounded like till the movie?
Because
isn't it it's a real name, right?
Yes. I don't know. I don't want to talk about that lady, but there are lots of things and lots of origins and Latin and stuff and whatever. But melodic.
Milotic. You did it again.
This is so frustrating because because you're interrupting before I can finish my point, because I'm saying it like that on purpose because I'm trying to finish my point, but I'm like melodic and you're like, no, it's Milotic, but I'm like I'm stressed. Okay. I lost my train of thought. Anyway, I know it's Milotic, but melodic is what I think of because.
But a lot of people thought it was that.
Yeah, it sounds smoother.
Now that I've said Milotic for probably the last
5,000 years, I know.
No, because first time I heard it was probably the, I don't know, Pokedex 3D Pro or something.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Whenever that came out, I was like, oh, that sounds weird. But now the other
Milotic.
Way.
Milotic.
Now the other way sounds weird. Because when Nessa and Chip guy, the photograph guy, say
I thought that a woman says
oh,
it.
Oh, no, Sonia says it.
Yeah.
When they both say it, it sounds really natural. But it's probably because I've been like hearing it.
Yeah, but you're also like a Milotic truther here.
It's true. My new fight is the Pokemon with the two big stone things. He's like the Machamp of Gen 5.
Stonage?
Timber, Girder.
you're gesturing at me and I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Well, if I say the name, then you know how to say it.
I don't even know what it, I can't, I can see the two Pokemon that you're talking about. I don't remember what, isn't it Timber, Girder?
Yeah.
Da-da-da?
This one.
Conkeldurr?
Yes, you said it the wrong way.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Conkeldurr. Conkledor?
This is the one that no one knows how to say.
Wait, hold on. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Conkledor. Conkledor.
No.
Conkledor.
You're saying it exactly how everyone says.
Conkledor.
You're closer.
Conkledor. Conkledor. No, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
So I think everyone says this wrong.
Hold on, wait. Is it cone instead of con?
No, it's con as in concrete.
Conkledor.
Conkledor? Yeah, you're close. Conkeldor.
Oh, I knew that.
Conkeldor.
I feel like I knew that.
I don't think you did.
I tried.
So it's when I tell you what it's made up of, it'll make, what do you break the word down to? Because when you break down Milotic and I say Venus de Milo, you're like, oh, because that's like that beautiful statue with the booty and the no arms.
What?
The Venus de Milo statue. It's okay. Like the no arms. It has like the butt. It's like,
I know what
white.
You're talking about. I don't think I knew that's what it was called. Oh, no, never mind. I can't betray myself.
So then when you take like two words, you're like, oh, those are the two words. So the first part is concrete.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? So Conkeldor. And then the second part is.
See, I feel like.
I don't know where the tick in Milotic comes from. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Kettle. Concrete. Keldor. Boulder. I don't know.
Oh, the tick is supposed to be exotic. Or low tick. Flowing waters of a river. It's concrete plus elder.
Because it's the third evolution.
Yeah, and he has like a little like beard goatee.
I can't even think of what you showed it to me and I still don't remember what it looks like.
Is the too big?
I know, but I'm thinking about the Stone Age.
Are you talking about Stonejourner?
Sure. Yes.
I feel like the reason it's always Conkeldor and the reason it's always Milotic is because they are very competitive and they're like always in battles. So you're always hearing people say their name out loud and then you're like, ah, you're saying it wrong. Whereas like no one's being like, I'm trying to think of a Pokemon that never sees competitive. like Luxray, although Luxray is pretty easy to say.
Yeah, but I feel, see, now when I sit and think about it, like how it's spelled. It's Milotic. Like, it's pronounced how it's spelled.
Milotic?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just just two words.
Yeah, exactly. Because
like, it's like as simple as Snorlax. It's just Snor and Lax.
Because you're talking and I'm like, wait, is it really? Like, okay, I'm saying Milotic and I know it's Milotic, but like how? Oh, Milo, M-I-L-O. Like, that's how you're supposed to say it. Yeah, that's boring. See, Milotic is boring. It's boring.
Pokemon names are all just bad puns.
I mean, I don't think they're all bad puns.
Ice Q is pretty good. When are you going to admit that Ice Q is your favorite Pokemon?
I mean, never.
Every time you see Ice Q, you just start giggling.
Don't. No, I was fine until you said that. I can't think about it.
He's pretty good.
I can't spend more than 2 seconds thinking about it.
I mean, when you see the Feebas, the episode's pretty predictable. You're like, oh, this is a flashback to when she sees the Feebas.
Yep.
The Milotic's gonna... There's also this weird scene where they're like, there's no Pokemon!
I don't even... Like, that was so ridiculous. Because these episodes are so short, I'm sitting there and I'm like, why are you wasting time? Why? Like, why? There are no Pokemon. What are we gonna do for the photo shoot?
Like she doesn't.
Shut up.
Like she doesn't have her own Pokemon with her.
I've,
or it was just a weird.
Oh no!
It's just a weird issue.
Somehow
like...
there are no Pokemon. Whatever shall we do?
The Milotic shows up. They get the amazing shot. Oh, yeah. I told you while we were watching this that there was an issue in Japan.
Yep.
There was an issue during the B episode. So your mind probably went to, oh, what drama came with this episode?
Okay.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. I mean, I have thoughts, but...
You saw the whole episode. I know, was there anything that stood out?
What I'm thinking of is probably not what anybody else was thinking of.
It's a pretty minor issue.
Okay, so what is it?
The issue is this episode had Dugong.
Oh my... Okay.
And Dugong is not in the game.
Oh my...
So Japanese fans were actually mad because they considered it false advertising.
Oh my... Oh. But the game is... Okay.
So in...
I get it.
When they show it on YouTube in America, they don't advertise the game afterwards. Mm. In Japan, they specifically run an ad for the game immediately after.
Okay.
So because it was like a 7-minute advertisement. Well, I mean, they are advertisements.
Yeah. See, those... You can't really compare those two issues.
No, you can't, but... When I said there's an issue and I was like, I'm not going to tell you to the podcast, I'm sure your mind went, oh, what drama is this?
Because as I just said, is that what I'm thinking of is probably not what the issue is. I was just really irritated about the music choices for some of the episode. I was just like, really? You're going to really have this dramatic choir? Really? And I know this episode. Maybe it's because it's been so long since we watched the last one. And by the last one, I mean B's episode because I don't remember Hop's. This episode felt so different. It just didn't even feel like it was a part of this series of 7. This, and then I feel the next episode too. They're both, they had that same feeling of, oh, these two go together, but I wouldn't necessarily put them with the rest of the other episodes, which, I mean, things to consider that could contribute to that feeling, I guess.
No, I like this episode a lot.
Yeah.
I still think the B episode was the weakest.
For sure.
I mean, if they were going for just, the feeling of isolation, I guess they accomplished that.
It was a waste. Considering how much story there is and how much happens in the actual game, and B, we don't see a lot of her, but we still do get more of her story just while playing, her relationship with...
Well, if you bought the right game, because she's only in one of them.
Okay, well, I bought the right game, so I know.
Well, I guess we know that Alistair's up after... Alistair's the 6th episode, and Alistair is the opposite of B.
Yeah.
When I saw the B episode, I felt ripped off. Because I didn't know who B was. Well, I knew who B was, but you know...
I didn't know who she was. Oh, wait.
But there are plenty of Pokemon players that buy one game.
Yeah.
And it's not like anywhere in that game you experience B.
I wouldn't know because I didn't play that other game.
Well, you didn't experience Alistair.
Yeah.
So you don't know much about Alistair.
All I know is what you told me when we recorded the show.
But at least with Gordy and Melanie, they reference each other at least.
Yeah, maybe it's because you mentioned it while we were watching this episode, but I was like, her name's Melanie, not Melody, because...
Yeah,
because,
well, that's...
I mean, I know, but I think it's because I was just so focused on the Milotic instead of Milotic. See, I feel like I need to follow up with the Milotic right away, so you're not like, oh, you said it wrong.
It is Melanie.
Yeah, I know, but...
Her Japanese name is Melon.
Cute.
Yeah, we'll go with cute.
Stop. Stop.
Well, that's our episode.
You're terrible. Stop.
I figured you would like this one a lot.
I love Nessa. I really do. I love her lots.
I still haven't figured out, though. This is a conversation for a different time.
Okay.
Eliza. The
sorry, Hamilton. Oh, I'm so excited. Sorry.
The gym leader from Black and White.
Yes.
She is the Zipstrika.
Sure.
She is also...
I don't know if I got that far.
She's like the fifth gym leader. You had to have.
I don't... All I remember is being in a basement and then being like, this is ridiculous.
We can't talk about black and white. Okay, anyway. That game's long. But every gym leader has like some sort of personality.
Yes.
And fashion model was taken by Eliza. Her like whole gym is a runway.
Okay.
And then they gave it to Nessa as well.
Okay.
That's it. That's it.
Nice. Okay, that's the episode.
I just feel like they share the same. Maybe somebody will be like, oh, this is actually the difference between the two. Because then you could maybe think Valerie from X and Y, but Valerie is a fashion designer, not a model. But is there a difference between a person who walks a runway?
Yes.
And then a person who gets pictures.
Have you never seen America's Next Top Model?
Model? So what's the...
Oh, no.
So Nessa is a model, right?
I'm listening.
And then what would you call Eliza if she's walking a runway with... So she would be advertising clothes, right? She's putting on clothes. She's walking down a runway.
They're both model. Like, it's runway models.
Versus...
Model,
magazine models?
Fashion they're both fashion. Oh no, you're confusing me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not smart enough to know the details of like they probably have different roles in the modeling world.
Models. They're models, but it's like
different models.
Yes. Runway model versus fashion model, even though runway
not
models
to be confused
are
with
also...
fashion designer.
Yes.
Right.
Although, okay, you can't even, fashion designer isn't even part of the conversation. You're talking about like modeling clothes in stationary photos versus runway, like moving fashion on the runway models.
What happened to all the Pokemon? How will we get these pictures taken?
There are no more Pokemon. But I liked it. I just wish the episodes were longer. Like I just. Well, I don't know how to describe the feeling I felt. Like, I didn't feel, it's not like I wasn't satisfied, but I think I was whelmed. I liked the episode, but I was just whelmed by it. There wasn't anything super outstanding, and there wasn't anything that made me really dislike it. Like, I liked it, and I was happy I was able to see Nessa and her come to life and everything, but I just wish it was longer.
Going back to the dugong, just for trivia sakes, they did post a public apology on the Japanese Pokemon Twitter about the 0.45 seconds of dugong.
I don't even remember
that appeared in the episode. If only there was only 300 plus other water Pokemon they could have chosen.
Only if only from... the woodpecker size.
Okay, that's our episode.
Well, cool.
Thank you for listening. If you support on Patreon and you're listening to this, thank you. We will be back next time with the fifth episode, which is about Oleana.
Yay.